With KAZU News, I'm Erica Mahoney. All beaches along the Monterey coast are back open after test results show no signs of contamination from a massive sewage spill. As KAZU's Krista Almanzon reports, over the weekend, an estimated 4.4 million gallons of wastewater mistakenly went out into the bay.
The spill was primarily a mix of household sewage from things like toilets, washing machines, and sinks. Normally, this wastewater would go out into the ocean, but only after undergoing two levels of treatment at the plant in Marina. Instead, an equipment failure there late Friday led to the raw sewage skipping the treatment and going directly out into the bay. Mike McCullough is with Monterey One Water, which runs the plant. He says the equipment failed to trigger an alarm.
Basically, the reading was showing everything was working correctly, and obviously it wasn't.
By the time they realized the problem Saturday morning, the wastewater had made it out into the ocean via the discharge pipe, which releases more than 2 miles away from shore. McCullough says the outfall has multiple discharge ports to disperse the waste.
They're staggered throughout. It's just not one big plume at one place. It's not close to the beach. It's farther out.
Monterey One Water will have to investigate the spill and its effects. It could ultimately face fines from the state. Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.
Even though the closure has been lifted, the Monterey County Health Department is still warning people to stay out of the water because it just rained. Storm runoff can bring other bacterial problems to the beach.